You're listening to Today's Rock, 89.9 KGRG-FM. What's up? My name is Mike, and this is The Monday Project. Joining us now on the phone, all the way from Charleston, South Carolina, and returning to the show, one of our favorite artist discoveries from last year. Give it up for huge friends and supporters of our show. It's David Dietz from grunge metal band Mary Tree.
What's up, everybody?
How the hell are you tonight?
Hey, good, man. Thank you for having me on.
Anytime. You guys are always welcome. We've really enjoyed getting to know you guys and more importantly, getting to know your music.
We can't thank you enough. We really appreciate it, man.
Well, this is it, dude. The new album drops Friday, January 13th. That's gonna be on Friday the 13th.
Right on.
Oh, I can't help it, dude. I am the biggest Friday the 13th fan. So, and anytime I see those Friday the 13th, I'm always excited about that.
That's so awesome.
Cool. Well, I got to hand it to you guys. The entire album sounds great. And after playing so much of your music over the last year, I've been really looking forward to hearing the rest of the tracks for a while now. And man, I was not disappointed. The album sounds great.
Oh, man, we are very proud of it. It's been 2 years in the making, and we finally reached the finish line, and we actually just got the box of cassettes that we had made for the show, for the release show. We said we're going to kick it off with a bang. We're doing two shows back-to-back, one in our hometown in Charleston, and then we're taking it to Savannah the next night, playing the album start to finish.
Excellent. And just for clarification, the name of the album is Chipper. That's the new LP from grunge metal band Mary Tree.
We start things off Friday, like you said, Friday the 13th at Monster Music, which is our record store here in Charleston. We're doing a live show. We'll be playing the full album start to finish, and we'll be doing it with our friends My Maiden Name from Savannah and another local band from Charleston, Copacetic. So, and we have Fox from our local rock station, 98 Rock, and he does the Bridge 105.5 too. He's going to be emceeing that night at Monster Music. So it's going to be awesome, great night. And then the next night we're going to take it to Savannah and do the same thing with My Maiden Name and then another Savannah band called Broken Glow, which is an amazing band. Both of those bands, My Maiden Name and Broken Glow and Copacetic, they're all great bands. But when we go to Savannah, we're going to have Rock 106.1 Ryan Coach. He does the local independent regional show out here in Savannah, and he's been supporting us just like you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about, man. We can't thank all of y'all enough for it.
Well, definitely. Well, and you guys got some airplay across the pond, right? Like over in England, I thought I saw?
Yeah, man. We hooked up with a station out there, 89.9 Metal Ashes of Phoenix. And they're out of Yorkshire, and it was crazy. The other day they were playing, they played four tracks off the new CD throughout their show, which is, you know, it was awesome. And this morning, actually, I got a message from those guys saying that they're getting contacts about people wanting to get a hold of the album and how to do it. Kind of mind-blowing how it's spreading like that.
Oh, that's... Little by little. That's awesome. I'm really glad to hear that. Now, if and I gotta tell you, I'm jealous. That sounds like that's gonna be a great way to kick off the new record. Both of those sound like just killer lineups and an awesome good time. But if like you were talking about the folks over in England wanting to get copies of the album, and they can't make it out to the show this weekend, where can they get their own copy of Chipper?
Go to right now, we're doing a pre-order, and you can go to marytree.bandcamp.com, and if you pre-order it now, it's $7.77, and you can get three of the tracks right now, Polar, Duck and Cover, and Hungry Lung.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, but if you get a pre-order now, you'll get the whole album on the 13th, you know. But it's just as a whole gift, we're giving the three tracks up front when we first started doing that. So yeah, then that's just marytree.bandcamp.com, and $7.77.
That's awesome. I like that. So that's on the digital side, but you know what? I like the tactile feeling of having a physical copy. What kind of physical copies of your new album Chipper do you guys have?
Well, this first run that we're doing at these two shows, we're doing a limited run with cassettes, and with the cassettes, you're getting that digital 21st century download card, but we're bringing it to school since we're kicking it off at the record store. We figured it'd be cool to like kind of kick things off with an old school cassette with the album art in it and all of that. We're really proud of it, man. It looks awesome. I just saw pictures of it. I haven't held one yet, but I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, after we do the cassettes, we're going to, of course, go the other avenues, like CDs and all that. So there's a lot of, we want to do some vinyl as well. That's all on the horizon, definitely going to be in the works. Probably we'll have that available through our websites, I'm sure, in the near future is what the plan is.
Awesome. Well, you know, I tell you what, I need to get my hands on a copy of Brandon's CD glasses, because those were dope. with the spring out action, I liked that.
Dude, that was total luck, dude. We were like, he put him on and he did it, and I was like, man, I gotta get it. He didn't nail it the first time, but I filmed him and he nailed it the second time. I was like, no way. That was pretty cool. I remember that.
Oh, that's hilarious. And we are talking to David Dietz from South Carolina grunge metal band, Mary Tree, getting you all hyped up for the upcoming release of their new album, Chipper, which will be available Friday, January 13th. Friday the 13th. And you're listening to Today's Rock on 89.9 KGRG-FM for the Monday Project. So, okay, so after the release party for the new album, what's next for Mary Tree?
Yeah, on the 28th, after we do these two shows, the release shows, we're going to head over to Atlanta. We're actually going to play with a band called Purette out there. We hooked up with them, and it's going to be an interesting show. We're going to be playing in it's Galactic Comics, I want to say. It's a comic book store, and I thought that was going to be really cool. It's something totally different that we've never done.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Purette is a grunge band as well, so I definitely recommend checking them out as well. So there's a lot of grunge sounds going on around here. It's pretty cool. And after that, we're going to take them down to – we have a couple shows in North Carolina getting lined up, as well as in Myrtle Beach up here in South Carolina. So we're lining up some shows to keep it going. Definitely don't want to slow down any.
Well, I hear a rumor that Mary Tree is going to be taking over television.
That is correct. We will be on our on ABC, on the local station here. We'll be doing a show called Lone Country Live. And what's cool about the show, man, they invited us on, and the principal cello player from the Charleston Symphony Orchestra, Norbert, he's going to be on air with us doing the song Remembrance, which is on our new album, Chipper.
Mm-hmm.
He recorded the cello parts in the studio with it, and that was a mind-blowing experience with that dude. He was intense, and he nailed it, and we were so proud of that song. And to be able to do it live with that type of musician is going to be an experience to remember for sure.
That
is going to be January 17th is when that's going to air, but we'll have that video on YouTube and all that after, I'm sure.
You know, and it reminds me, because like it's always cool when you can get that fusion of classical music with rock. You know, it reminds me of one of my favorite albums. It was Metallica's S&M album, where they did with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra. And I remember when that came out, that hit me hard. It was just like,
yeah.
I mean, it was just a great album, and just something that really hadn't been done on that level before. And it was just great.
Right. And Metallica, you know, they're a deep part of me, man. And that, I know exactly what you're talking about. When that came out, it was like, wow, a metal band doing this with the orchestra, you know, in their hometown. It was amazing.
Yep.
And that experience in the studio with Norbert, man, it was just like kind of seeing that. James always had that vision of that song having cello parts in it, and he heard it. He always pushed for it and talked about it, and then it all, the stars lined up where Norbert was able to come in and do it with us, and then he's all on board for coming on TV with us. And so cool, man. Meeting new people all over and spreading it as much as we can.
I love it. Can't wait to see that. And what was the name of that show again?
It's Low Country Live. And it'll be on it's the ABC on the ABC station here in Charleston.
Well, that's cool, man. So are you doing anything else to promote the record? Like, I know you guys did a video for Electric Polar a while ago. Do you have any new music videos coming up?
Yeah, we actually have one in the making right now, and James is actually hard at work at that probably right now. He we're about to release a new video for Duck and Cover. That's the next one we're going to drop. The plan is to do that on Inauguration Day. And, you know, it's not for one side or the other. It's just really a statement in itself, and you'll get the message when you see it.
Absolutely.
We'll definitely give you a sneak peek of it, man, as soon as we get the finished version of that. But yeah, it's a powerful video. We're really proud of this one, man.
Yeah, and that reminds me, anybody that's listening to this now, go back and listen to our interview that we did with Mary Tree back in September. We actually talked about some of the components that are going to go into that video. So, yeah, definitely go back and listen to that interview for some more details about that. Hey, before I let you go, remind us where people can go to learn more about Mary Tree and where we can find your music.
If you go on any of the social media sites, YouTube or Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, it's all going to be at MaryTreeMusic.com. And that's Mary at MaryTreeMusic.com. And again, to purchase the new album, Chipper, you can go to MaryTree.Bandcamp.com. And all the crazy stuff that I'm putting up on Instagram, if you want to laugh every once in a while, that's where you're going to find that. So, again, that's just at MaryTreeMusic.com.
Well, Dietz, it's always cool talking to you, and hopefully we'll have you and James and Brandon back on again real soon. Man, thanks a lot for jumping on with us tonight. This is great.
Hey, thank you, man. We can't wait to make it out there to the West Coast and play with you guys out there someday soon, hopefully in the near future.
It's going to happen, and I tell you, once you guys get here, I've got a stage that, you know, Nirvana played on, you know, MXPX, My Chemical Romance. I mean, there's a stage right out here that's got a lot of history, a lot of memories in it, and it's just begging for some grunge metal.
It's a high target of ours, and we're doing everything we can to get those plans in motion to get over there. We actually have been talking with KUSF in San Francisco as well out there, and we've been messaging back and forth with them trying to get things started and hopefully get out to San Francisco as well. So we'll kind of loop down through that area, man. And that's definitely a high priority. That's our target right now to make that happen. We can't thank you enough for that invitation. That's mind blowing.
Well, hey, look, I'm about out of time. I got to fly. But man, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. And you have a good night.
You too, man. Later. And that was David Dietz from grunge metal band Mary Tree out of Charleston, South Carolina. Coming up next, I have a double shot from Mary Tree's brand new full-length album, Chipper, which is going to be available this Friday, January 13th. So on the mellower side of grunge metal, it's a song called Remembrance. We talked about it in the interview, but first, we're going to start heavy with Duck and Cover. This is the Monday Project on Today's Rock, 89.9 KGRG FM.